Could I just clarify, was neoadjuvant therapy considered? And in what situations do you use neoadjuvant therapy?
Yeah. So this is an evolving paradigm across the country, I think, and certainly with Mass General. At this particular case, because of the radiographic evidence of the mass and the rest of the tumor, it was felt that primary debulking was optimal and that's what should be done. So there was a limited conversation about neoadjuvant. It also, this case goes back a number of years, and I think that this is a very rapidly evolving field. The ERTC study, which is published in New England Journal, showed that primary debulking and interval debulking can achieve the same ultimate outcome, and so therefore it's an option that should be offered. There's been a lot of arguments about that study, but nevertheless, I think it's established a new standard. In Europe, about 60% of patients are getting neoadjuvant. In this country, and at Mass General, we calculated our neoadjuvant use, it's about 40% right now. So who gets it? Well, certainly the easy and obvious cases are women, ladies who are older, they've got a poor performance status, they may have some other comorbidity that makes the surgery tricky, they'll go to neoadjuvant. And then on top of that, selected cases where the surgeon will look at the scans and say, you know, otherwise she's a great candidate, but look at this tumor here, I don't think I'm going to get this. And it's a relatively subjective call. They'll then go on to three cycles of neoadjuvant and have interval debulking at that point.
But from a global clinical perspective, is the issue really, in the surgeon's opinion, can optimal debulking be done? If yes, you do it. If no, neoadjuvant?
I think so. I think that's the rational way of looking at it. There are institutions and areas of research that are trying to fine-tune this. For instance, I believe MD Anderson has a program where they scope patients.
Right.
And they have two physicians looking at it, and they bring up the score, and they say, yeah, we should go do this or not. And Memorial, who are much more aggressive, tend to do a lot more primary debulking rather than interval debulking. So there's some fine-tuning on this. But I'm slowly evolving to be more of a neoadjuvant person than I am primary debulking.
So this lady, what was seen at surgery?
So she had a very large mass, as predicted, because we saw it. And then she had stage 3C disease, which included a lot of tumor in the upper abdomen and the omentum. The standard observation for ovarian cancer is whatever you see on scan, you're going to see more by the surgeon. And that was the case here. And the surgery went through in a very uncomplicated fashion. She tolerated it quite well.